It's the morning show, and we are talking with our good friends from the Berrien Community Foundation. Susan Matheny is joining us. Hello, Susan.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you, and also happy to have some special guests as well. We have Haley and Garrett. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Great to have you guys. Hi. What we're talking about here, Susan, is something really awesome that you guys did just the other day, awarding some scholarships. And I'm not saying just a few. You guys gave out a ton of scholarships. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I believe the technical term is a whole bunch.
A whole bunch
of scholarships. Right. So let's make sure we have the technical. But no, this was, yeah, we had our celebration. It was the first in-person celebration for scholarships since 2019. And we gave out an incredible amount of scholarships to the tune of, we awarded over $368,000 to students from Berrien County and a few students from Hartford schools as well. And that was through about 47 different scholarship programs. So we just had a blast celebrating that.
Yeah, you were telling me a little bit more about it before we got on. This is a pretty amazing event. Great to have it in person again, and just to see all that. And it's really a big accomplishment for these kids. And it's also very fulfilling for these organizations and these people that have these scholarships to be able to award these to these amazing kids and just to see them in action. So it's a pretty awesome thing to have. Now, Susan, how did all of these, a whole bunch of scholarships, happen?
Well, it started in the late 80s, actually, at the foundation, when John and Dee Dee Howard, as you may know, everybody knows John and Dee Dee, the Howard Band Shell and the mm-hmm. Howard Auditorium and all the other Howard performing arts kind of related buildings. But John was a lover of music. He's a band leader for his most of his life. And so he wanted to support instrumental musicians. So they decided, as part of their legacy in their life, they would award instrumental music scholarships. And they came to the foundation. And that's when we started our first scholarship. And from that, from the 80s, which for me feels like, you know, 20 years ago, which is not 20 right. years ago, it's grown. We've grown for scholarships, and all of our scholarships now are endowed, which means that when you invest a scholarship fund, we only spend the interest. So that Howard scholarship, they invested their original amount and we've only ever spent the interest. So it's still there and it'll be there forever. And people have just kept coming and saying, you know what, I want to honor a loved one, so I'd like to start a scholarship, or I'd like to award for people who are really involved, like volunteers and benevolent behavior, or I want to encourage, we have businesses who start scholarships to encourage a particular profession or talent. So we have everything, you know, from four-year college to community college to trade schools to, you know, just you name it, adults, high school students, they just kept coming. You know, and folks keep coming and saying, we know our community needs some post-secondary training, so let's get this done. And we're so grateful to our donors who come to us and trust us to do that.
Absolutely. And it certainly helps because I bet college tuition in the 80s was a lot cheaper. Just going to make note to that.
And definitely, if you want to get into the metrics, I have seen that scholarships, you know, folks have started, you know, there were, when I first started about 8 years ago, we were predominantly about $1,000 one-year scholarship. You know, we had some exceptions that, of course, and now more and more as they're started, people are doing bigger amounts or multiple year or different awesome. Things like that. In order to be more flexible and help students, you know, with what they need. Not that $1,000 is anything to sneeze at. $1,000 scholarship pays for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And when you graduate from college, you're going to be glad you don't have a loan to repay for that $1,000 for right. sure. Ask for sure. any parent.
Mm-hmm. Susan, what kind of student wins a scholarship with BCF?
You know, and I think sometimes people think that the only kind of person who wins a scholarship is the valedictorian with the straight A's and the perfect record, but that's not true at all. Certainly we have those kind of scholarships for those academically elite folks, you know, because they deserve it as well. But scholarships are for everyone, really. And our scholarship program certainly reflects that. We have scholarships for high school graduating seniors, current college students, for those adults who feel the need to go back to school, maybe learn a new trade or upskill, And you know, some of them are, our donors come to us and say, you know, it's not just about that perfect straight A student, but what about, I want to encourage the person who maybe struggled a little and give them encouragement, because everyone, regardless of whether you got C's or A's in high school, you all need to go on and learn a trade, learn a skill, be productive in the world. And you deserve the chance to do that. And, you know, so it's really exciting that we don't have a typical scholarship student, right, because our scholarship students look like the community we live in. And so, and that's what's great about what comes to us and how we're able to put that together, because, you know, we all know we all want everyone to be able to succeed.
Absolutely. And we've got two successful people that are joining us and new scholarship recipients, Haley Hentz and Garrett Brackett. Now, Haley, you are the winner of the Ronald H. Miller Journalism Scholarship. Ooh, journalism. Nice. What did you have to do in order to apply for this scholarship?
The application consisted of a few parts, and I had to submit some of my favorite pieces that I'd written, and it was a really nice opportunity being able to look through my portfolio and see how far I've come as a journalist, and it encouraged me just to keep continuing my journey.
Yeah, and you're going to Grand Valley State University, is that right?
Yes.
I'm
going to their School of Communications. Awesome. As well.
What's your goal? What do you want to do with this? Not only what is this scholarship going to help you do, but what is your plan for the future?
I either want to work for a publication or work freelance.
Okay.
And I'm really interested in like history and pop culture, but also investigative writing as well.
Very exciting. I know Grand Valley State University has a great communications program up there. So looking forward to seeing what you do in the future. So very exciting stuff. Maybe, you know, if you want to come work at the radio station, we could set something up that way too. But that's pretty amazing. So congratulations and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for having the opportunity for me to talk as well.
Absolutely. And then we're going to talk to Garrett Brackett as well. Actually, at Western Michigan University at this moment, getting ready for orientation and all that stuff. So we know you're there, but you're the recipient of the Rodney Weir Marching Band Scholarship. Are you going to be in the marching band at Western Michigan?
I very much plan to be in the marching band here. They're called the Bronco Marching Band up here.
Yeah, wonderful. Looking forward to it. What are your big plans for the future? I mean, you're going to be in the marching band, so that's going to be awesome. But what did you have to do to get this scholarship?
Yeah, so I've been in my high school band. I'm over at Buchanan. I've been in my high school band since fifth grade, mm-hmm. and then all throughout high school. And I've done marching band shows from eighth grade to my senior year. And so I think that the scholarship stemmed from that because of Mr. Weir's mm-hmm. want for band kids to continue being in band, or for people to say, hey, maybe I try out this whole band thing. Future plans, probably. Future plans, I'm actually here attending Western, and I'm hoping to be in the multimedia arts technology major here, which is commonly known as audio engineering stuff. And the dream one day is to start my own live sound company and sell live sound services to the people that are around me.
That's awesome. Very exciting stuff. And Western, I know, has a lot of opportunities for not only a great marching band, but also music and lots of live sound. So whether you're playing the music or helping it sound good, that's going to be pretty awesome. So very exciting. Maybe you guys at some point could collaborate in something, do a podcast or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, congratulations to you both, and looking forward to what you guys do in the future. So, Susan, if we want to find out more, you know, just like Haley and Garrett probably did, they probably saw it on your website, or their parents saw it or learned more about it. There's a ton of great scholarships available. So how do we find out more about all that stuff?
Sure. We are happy to hear from anybody who wants to know more about our scholarship program, whether you're a potential student or you're a potential scholarship creator, and you want to leave a legacy like many of our donors have. You can go and find out more just on your own at our website at berriancommunity.org. That's Berrien, like Berrien County, berriancommunity.org. And we have a scholarships tab. And certainly you can always reach out to us and call us. And we'd love to hear from you at 269-983-3304. And the scholarship program, we really kick them off. We have all the applications up again for next year in December. But before then, you can certainly go to the website and you can learn a lot about the scholarships that we do have available and about past winners and mm-hmm. different things. So there's a lot of info and we certainly would love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so happy that I got a chance to chat with Garrett and Haley. Thanks again, guys, and congratulations again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And
Susan, as always, thank you so much for all the great work that you do. Now that you guys had that event out of the way, go take a nap or something like that. But then,
well, you know, I said that last night. I joked. I said, you know, at 8 o'clock when this is all over, we click and we start over, right?
Right. Exactly.
We just start scholarships for 2023. So, because we're always excited and ready to go. So, but maybe I will take a few minutes today to take a little break.
Yeah, take a break. But yeah, like all the great work that you guys do. But thank you so much for telling us about all the cool stuff you guys have going on at Berrien Community Foundation.
Woohoo!